Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. The large fire burning near Laytonville in northern Mendocino County has burned more than 12,000 acres, but as of Thursday night, fire crews had managed 60% containment on that blaze. Heavy smoke from the fire is affecting residents in the area, and fire officials continue to work to keep the fire away from the most heavily populated areas. The Red Cross has closed its evacuation center at the Leggett School, and cooler temperatures and higher humidity have allowed fire crews to gain on containment. More than 1,900 personnel remain on the scene battling the blaze. The slide fire, which was caused by lightning and which initially concerned fire officials, has been contained by a quick response from both air and ground units. The fire, which is still burning but is 90% contained, was burning in heavy brush and timber, and officials were concerned it would rapidly spread 5 miles south of Orleans. But water drops from the planes and helicopters kept that fire at bay. Someone has taken a water tank from a southern Humboldt County school, and the sheriff's office is investigating. A volunteer firefighter for the Telegraph Ridge Department alerted authorities to the theft of a 5,000-gallon water tank. Investigators also found two computers and printers missing from the same location, the Ettersburg School. It was shut down 2 years ago, and the volunteer fire department was in the process of taking it over. The department had planned to use the water tank to supply their fire trucks. Authorities believe the theft occurred sometime between August 7th and the 13th when the theft was discovered. The sheriff's office is investigating. A McKinleyville woman has been arrested for brandishing a handgun at neighbors in her trailer park, and authorities now believe she was using a toy gun. But that was not enough to deter them from taking Rashawn Lindsay O'Kelly into custody. Witnesses say the 38-year-old woman, a New Park resident, had been waving the gun at a neighbor during a dispute. O'Kelly claimed that someone had assaulted her 13-year-old son. Police searched the grounds and found no firearm. However, they did find and seize a plastic airsoft gun that resembles a real firearm. And because O'Kelly is already on probation with a search clause, they arrested her and she's been booked and released. And the sheriff's office is investigating the theft of two boat motors taken from boats moored in Trinidad Harbor. The thefts occurred sometime between Tuesday evening and Wednesday morning. The thieves, and there had to be more than one, took trolling motors, each weighing more than 100 pounds, using a raft to access the harbor area, and then stole a motor from the boat Redfish Bluefish and another motor from the boat Due Two. Deputies found a raincoat and three black shirts near the area where the raft had been left, and the value of the stolen motors is listed at $7,000. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Martin Slough Project is done. That's the wastewater system that caused headaches for Eureka and the Humboldt Community Water Services District. On Talk Shop, Dave Hall, director of the Water District, said the project has just been completed and should be operating shortly, and that means saved money for you. It's good news. He said the project will save money and time, and the work was completed just this week.
It's got big environmental benefits because it's all new, and so that means there's going to be a lot less leaks. It eliminates several pump stations, so that's a lot less labor for some of us. It's a lot less energy to run these pump stations.
The Martin Slough project caused problems this summer when a contractor claimed he could not complete his work. He claimed that information furnished by local engineers about the soil was inaccurate. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.